In the last episode, we talked about two important things. We talked about the kind of three-part framework I've put together for every launch of sell to fans, encourage fans to share, and get influencers to help promote your book. And then we talked about the four different types of book launches. We have the bestseller launch, the list launch, the influencer launch, and the long game launch. And that all depends on your fans, your influencers, and where you're at in your book launch sequence. And so today I want to start walking through those three pieces of that framework and explain kind of what I mean on some things. It's going to take a couple episodes to get through it, but we'll get started today and dive in. And so before we get started, I should introduce myself. This is the Book Launch Show. I'm your host, Tim Grawl. And I've been working with authors to help them build their platforms and launch best-selling books for over 8 years. I've launched dozens of best-selling books. They've gone as high as number one on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post bestseller list. I've also worked with a lot of authors that are just getting their first books off the ground and out into the world. I've created this show so I can share the strategies and tactics I've learned along the way with you so that it will help your book launch as well. So I want to talk today about selling to fans. So there's a fundamental problem when it comes to launching a book and trying to sell a book. So if you think about all the different things that go into buying decisions, I believe the biggest driver of buying decisions is scarcity, the fear that something is going to go away. This is why stores run so many short time promotions or sales, or this is why companies will only come out with a short run of something because once, you know, 100 of them are sold, they're gone. It creates this scarcity. It's something where the product is only going to be available for a short period of time, or this price is only going to be available for a short period of time, and then it goes away. And that's what drives sales, which shows a pretty big problem when it comes to books, which is there's no scarcity. Especially nowadays, when a book comes out, it's going to be on ebook forever. It's going to be on print on demand forever. And so there's just no scarcity. There's no reason that somebody should buy your book today. And then what happens is they put it on their Amazon wish list. And I don't know about you, but I literally have over 350 different things on my wish list. Most of them are books. And so I put lots and lots of books on my wish list and buy very few of them. And so this is a big problem when it comes to books. There's just no reason that people should buy right now when your book comes out. And so when we're doing a launch, when we're trying to get a lot of people to buy in a short period of time, we have to create scarcity around our book. So we have to manufacture this scarcity because it just doesn't exist on its own. So the way that I normally do this, there's lots of different ways you can do this, but the way I normally do this is by putting together a group or a set of launch bonuses, some kind of things that people get if they buy the book right now as opposed to later. Now, the reason I usually go with bonuses is because I've worked mainly with traditional publishers on these big launches, and we're not going to do any kind of price promotions early on in the campaign. They want, when the book comes out, they want to sell the book at the highest price possible. Now, I don't necessarily agree with this strategy, but that is the strategy that they put in place. So I'm going to talk in a few minutes about using price as a strategy. But for now, I'm going to stick with bonuses because this is where I have the most experience, and this is what I've seen works over and over. And so basically what you want to do is come up with something cool that people get if they buy the book right now, if they pre-order the book or buy the book that the week or buy the book the week it comes out, that they don't get if they buy the book any other time. And so this can be any number of things. I've seen almost anything use for this, whether it's downloads, whether it's audio, whether it's video. I've seen people giving away trips, you know, literally any kind of bonus around the book is something that you can use. So I have some standards, because obviously if I just say, well, use anything, one, that's not true, because you can't just use anything. It won't work. And I've seen people really go crazy with this and do some weird stuff that just doesn't work. And so I have some parameters that I use when I'm thinking through what are the best bonuses that you can use for your book launch. So the first thing I start with is, what will add value to the book? What will make the book even more entertaining, even more fun? What will make the book more helpful? What will help people get the most out of the book? So right now I'm working with an author who is coming out with a book on fitness and eating healthy. And we're working through different things. And as we are going through the bonuses, we are coming up with things that we think will help people put the ideas and practices in the book into practice in their own life. And so there's like a daily guide, there's interviews with a couple experts that a lot of the research in the book was based on. Like, there's all these different things that we're doing so that when you get the bonuses, it will help you use the book or enjoy the book even more. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I try to think outside of the medium. So a book in general, by definition, is words on a page, right? So it's just words on a page, whether it is an ebook page or a printed page. Maybe there's some pictures in there. Of course, there's exceptions to this, but in general, that's all a book is. So I tried to think of something outside of that medium. What could I do that's cool and exciting in video or audio or images or other books? What could I do that is just outside of that particular book? This is where I start. Could I do a series of videos? Could I do audio interviews? Could I give background information on the book? Could I share about the research that I put into the book? I've seen authors partner. I've seen a lot of self-published fiction authors partner with other fiction writers and give away copies of other people's books when people buy their book. Anything that you can do that will make the book fun and exciting to buy right now. So the biggest things that I've done, especially in the nonfiction world, are workbooks for your book, interviews with experts around the book, giving people access to research that didn't make it into the book, lost chapters that ended up getting cut out of the book. We'll give those away. We've done live webinars, so we've done book clubs where if you buy the book by the day the book comes out, the author is going to do a weekly book club with you, a free webinar where we're going to discuss each chapter and you can ask questions, so give access to the author. All of these things that you, whatever you think your fans will find valuable and exciting and want to trigger them to buy. That is what you should be looking to do. And most of this I do digital. It's just digital things that I give away for obvious reasons. It gets really expensive to, you know, depending on how many you're going to sell. You know, if you sell 5,000 of these, you got to buy 5,000 things and ship them to 5,000 different people. And lo and behold, we have done that before. So one of my clients did this one time. We did this little notebook that we wanted to give away. We thought it'd be really cool. We thought people would love the fact that they actually got something in the mail. And so we went through all the time and expense to do this promotion. And then after the fact, we did some surveys to find out what bonuses people liked the most. It was the least liked bonus. Like, people didn't care about the little notebook. We realized later, like, okay, so people aren't sitting around thinking, wow, I wish I had more paper to write on. I just don't have enough paper to write on. And what people did like were the interviews and the workbook and that sort of thing. So just constantly be thinking, how can I add value to the people that are going to get my book and create those bonuses around the launch? So the second thing that creates scarcity. So the first thing is, we have bonuses. The second thing is a deadline. We need to have a deadline. If you say these bonuses are available if you buy the book, but you can buy the book anytime and you still get the bonuses, well, that takes away the scarcity, right? People can still just buy the book whenever they want. What we want to do is give a deadline. You have to buy the book by such and such date, or these awesome bonuses go away. You can't get them ever again. And so what makes a good deadline? Usually, for some reason, I'm sure there's a reason for this. I don't really know it, but in the publishing industry, books come out on Tuesdays. So normally what we do is we promote hard against the publish date, and then we close it that Friday of that week. So you can buy the book if the book comes out on Tuesday. As long as you buy the book before that Friday, you get these awesome bonuses, and then you close it down and take it away. So then it comes to, well, how do we promote this, right? So this, as I said, we're talking about selling to fans. And if you go back a few episodes, you can hear me talking about permission and how permission is the number one goal when it comes to your fans. You need to have permission to speak directly to your fans. And permission is simply having a way to communicate that gets people's attention and drives action. And the number one way to do that is your email list. And so basically what we do, the very simple version, is we come up with this awesome set of bonuses. We set a deadline of the Friday after the book comes out. And then for 4 to 6 weeks before the book comes out, we promote this bonus giveaway heavily. And we say, hey, if you go and buy the book right now, I'm going to give you these awesome bonuses. Now, it's kind of hard to go into the technology behind how we deliver these bonuses. I'm not going to do that in this episode. I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that. But for now, that's the basic idea. If you're planning out your launch, and you're going to sell to fans, right? So if you're going to have an email list or social media following or anything where you're going to promote directly to your fan base, the first thing you do is come up with a set of bonuses, you set a deadline, and then you promote that heavily. Now, I mentioned I was going to talk about pricing. So I do believe that pricing should be used early on to drive early sales of the book. So there's this idea I'm sure I'll talk about on a future episode of selling 10,000 copies. I've mentioned it in a previous episode, and how important it is to get 10,000 copies out into the world. So again, you know, I'm not trying to be somebody who came out with a book once and hit one bestseller list, and then I just kind of go away and you never hear from me again. I want to be a writer. I want to write this book and the next book and the next book. And the important thing for me is to get my book out into the world. And so I believe more authors, more publishers should allow this, doing price promotions early on, like when the book comes out, discount the book and sell against that discount. I mean, every major retailer does this where they do price promotions and they do sales, and they do this when products first come out because they know that's what's going to drive early sales. And the more your book gets out into the world, the more your book gets out into the world. It just works that way. And so I would say if you're planning on selling your book for $9.99, you should come out with your, when you come out with the book, you should do a promotion of at least $4.99 or even lower. One of the things I've always thought about doing that I think would be really cool is if for the ebook version, when you came out with the book, for 2 days, it's 99 cents. And then for 2 days, it's $1.99. And then for 2 days, it's $2.99. And every 2 days, just increase the price a dollar more. And what's awesome about this is you have a new deadline every 2 days that you can promote against. So every 2 days, you can send an email and say, hey, I've got this really cool thing. I'm really excited about this book. Share some content from the book and say, oh, by the way, tomorrow the price goes up. You want to buy right now. Then in 2 days, you can share some more content from the book, share something else around the book, and say, oh, by the way, if you don't buy right now, the price goes up tomorrow. So there's lots of different things you can do with pricing as well. But the simplest version would be have a set of bonuses that expire on that Friday after launch, and also have a price that expires on that Friday after launch, because then you can promote both. Say, hey, buy by this Friday, otherwise the price is going to double and you're going to miss out on these giveaways. And what you're going to do is you're going to trigger a whole lot of people to buy. You know, there's three types of people that you're connected to. If you think about everybody on your email list, there's three different types of people. There's one type that are going to buy whatever you come out with, whenever you come out with, no matter what. If it has your name on it, they're going to buy it. And that's awesome. I have seen every author that has any kind of fan base has this group of people. It's usually, you know, 1% or less of people. I have these people. If you have just 100 fans on your email list, there are one or two people on that list that love your work so much, they'll buy anything you come out with. Then you have people on the other end of that spectrum that for some reason they're following you, but it does not matter what you do. They're not going to buy anything. I don't know why, if they're just cheap or they're just like paying attention to what you're doing, but don't really like what you're doing. I don't know why they're on my email list, but it doesn't matter what I do. They're not going to buy anything. They won't spend 99 cents. They won't spend $99. They won't spend $999. It just doesn't matter. But there's this large group of people that are in the middle, and I just call them fence sitters. They're sitting on that fence trying to decide, should I buy, should I not buy? And what you're trying to do with these bonuses, with this pricing, with this deadline, is just push them over to your side of the fence. They already want to buy your book. They're already interested. They might have already added it to their Amazon wish list, but you want them to buy right now, and you want to trigger them to buy right now by scarcity and promoting that scarcity to them. So that is how I plan out the sell to fans section of a book launch when I get pulled into a book launch. In the next show, we're going to talk about how to make it easy to share, and we're going to start digging in to influencers. So we're going to do that in the next episode. So thanks again for listening to this episode of the Book Launch Show. For all the past episodes, the show notes, all of that stuff, it's at booklaunchshow.com. Also, I put a link up there at booklaunchshow.com where if you want to ask a question, you can do that and submit it. In a couple of episodes, I'm going to dedicate one of the episodes to answering questions. And I want to do this on a regular basis because every book launch is different. And it's unique to you, your platform, your book, and your life. And so I give this advice, and it's this kind of overarching advice, is kind of what I do in most cases. But there's all these outlier cases, and there's no launch that is average, right? That is just the way that you do it all the time. So there's always nuanced things. And so I want to answer your questions so you can submit them there. I would love for you to do that. And if I start getting a bunch of questions, I'll just start committing a bunch of these episodes to answering your questions as well. Also, if you go to Amazon right now, you can see that my book, The Book Launch Blueprint, is $9.99. It has well over 200 reviews. And since you're taking a chance at listening to this show early on, I want to say thank you by giving you a free copy of the book. There's a link to download that at booklaunchshow.com as well. And lastly, since this is a brand new show still, you can really help me out by going to iTunes and leaving a rating and review. We already have 19, which is pretty cool for a show that's just about a week old. Really excited about that. Thank you for all of your emails and all of your social media sharing and all of that stuff where you're just saying thanks for the show. It means a lot. You know, I'm not doing any advertising on here. I'm just kind of doing this because I wanted a better way to teach this stuff. So I'm so glad that you're listening and that you're enjoying it. It means a lot to me. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.